Welcome to episode one
of the Yask Effect.
This is Eleanor,
Annie,
Izzy,
Serena,
Kirsten,
and we are the Yask Effect. So today's tea time.
Ah, get it? T-E-E, the Yask Effect.
Ah, tea. Good one. Okay, but basically, as we're going to do in the beginning of each episode, before we pull from our... You guys want to explain what the hat is?
Our beautiful hat of ideas. So, this hat right here is decorated by yours truly.
Kirsten.
Great job. She did a great job.
She really did a great job. Thank you.
So, basically what this is a bucket of ideas, like, topics that we're going to talk about on the podcast.
Before is going to be our tea time, and we're just going to play a little mini game, whatever. Really, just whatever you do in tea time, okay? So, Izzy is going to start us off with two truths and a lie.
Okay. So, I have six chickens. I've lived in three houses. Crap, I forgot my other one. Hold on a second. Oh, and I do color guard.
You've lived in three houses. You're a lie.
You have six chickens is a
15
lie.
Chickens
you have more than
is
six
a lie.
Chickens.
Yeah, the six chickens one.
You have more Some than six chickens. Names Serena's the only incorrect one. I have lived in three houses. And yeah, I have like eight chickens.
Oh, wow. Love that. Okay.
You go, baddie.
That's my dog. this is my house.
Amazing.
I know how to play guitar.
Well, I wonder
what it is.
She can't play guitar, by the way.
Yeah,
she can't play guitar at all. But she's a great host.
This isn't really my house, though.
Don't even play right now. This is literally the other side of this wall is your house.
Yeah,
guys,
this is
okay. My turn, I guess.
Give them to me.
Okay,
I want them.
So
you're too late.
Just be careful under his arms.
My two truths and a lie is gonna have to be okay. So I made the basketball team when I tried out.
Baller.
I've lived in six houses total, and I've been to at least four countries.
Okay.
Wait a second.
You made the
basketball team.
That's lies and a truth.
No.
No, she didn't make the basketball team.
So she must have been to four countries.
I've been to four.
Oh, yeah, because she went on a cruise.
That is fatty.
I forgot about that.
I feel like I've been to more than four countries.
I've been away from my house.
Yeah,
is like
she didn't make
it. Yeah, literally.
No, she very much failed.
Yeah, she was definitely not a baller.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch player.
Nobody else knows that song.
Everybody knows that song.
I have no idea what that song.
Oh my gosh! How do y'all not know that song? It's okay. Moving on.
Okay. Okay, so when I was like 5 years old, I went fully inside a sewer. I was born in a different country. And I have a very splendid boyfriend I love so much.
We know. So she is single. Along with everybody
else. I feel like I should explain my sewer story.
Okay, that's for a later part. Okay.
So
no, explain it. Okay.
So basically, when I was about like 5 years old, my whole entire scooter went inside the sewer. So Kirsten was like, "Oh no, whatever will I do?"
Whatever will I do?
And so she was like, "You know what? Let's kick off these shoes and let's just climb on in there." So this was literally me, and I like shimmied my way and I pulled my scooter out.
And you're like, "You're pink."
Did anybody know that?
Yeah.
I feel like
I've told you that.
You. I feel like you have.
Yeah. That's my story time.
Alright. Tea time? Story with
Kyle. Oh, and I was born in Scotland.
Yeah.
Not the US.
No. My turn.
truth. Oh, I was about to list my truths. Okay, I like the cold better than the heat.
Okay.
I sprain my ankle doing a line dance.
This is really embarrassing for you.
And I turned to God gay.
So the first one you said, I forgot it completely.
Yes.
I like the cold better than the heat.
Oh,
nobody likes the cold better than the heat.
I like the cold better than the heat.
Okay,
that's because we like to be different.
Yeah.
Also, because she lived in Ohio.
She's a Skibidi Ohio race.
Well, no, because I.
And she even had to fend for her food when she lived in a mansion.
No, y'all, I will explain.
All right, time to start the real deal.
So, what do you think? Topic.
Would you rather travel back in time or forward?
That's a good one.
Back.
I would rather travel back because I don't really care about what happens in the future.
Agree.
Okay.
That sounded really bad. I don't care what happens in the future. But, like, I would rather travel, like, I would rather go into something knowing what to expect if I'm going to spend the rest of my life there than, like, travel, like, say, like, 50 years and it's literally the worst on Earth. Like, I would not like that.
Is staying here an option?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather travel back, so I want to know what's like back to the time.
Is it working though?
Back in the days.
I would want to travel back to the 90s or the 80s because, like, the men!
Dude, early 2000s, catch me there! Catch me!
I feel like I would want to travel back to, like, the 40s and 50s just because of the way people were treated.
I mean, the way people were treated? What are you talking about?
That was after the war, hon.
Yeah, that was like racism. Womenism.
Close enough.
I'm talking like the way guys cheated girls back
like
in the 60s.
No, I feel like that's more like 60s, 70s.
Yeah, 60s, 70s.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Like when my grandparents.
I literally was thinking about this the other day. Like, when did the switch go from like abusive husband to like literally the biggest love trip ever? Like,
yeah,
like
I think you got
like,
that mixed up.
No. I'm literally like, dude. Like, one day, the men walked into their house, there was no dinner on the table, and instead of slapping the crap out of their wife, they were like, wait, do you want to just go out to dinner instead? Like, one day that happened, and I would love to be there whenever that switch happened. You know what I mean?
I want to meet Abraham Lincoln and shake his hand.
I want to be JFK.
I want to be JFK, too!
I want to meet Michael Jackson. I want to go back in time so I can go to a Michael Jackson concert.
Yes, and then jump on his stage and he dance with me. Oh my gosh, guys!
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
I want to go back in time so I can go to a Michael Jackson concert.
Guys, I actually met Michael Jackson. Julian.
I want to go back in time and take my whole wallet with me.
If you're watching this, you
and
that.
Then like back in time
way
to, like the 20s,
back.
To the 20s when
money first started printing.
And I'll be rich.
Right. Dude, I need to like go back in time and like bring a
you
bunch
know
of
credit
to like
in the 30s.
Family.
Isn't that crazy? I need to go back in time and bring my phone and tell them this is what's gonna happen in the future.
No, because then you like mess everything up, I feel like.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I'm not trying to have a back to the future.
Right. You know, oh my gosh, you know what I need to do? I need to just like stock up on a bunch of salt and like go back to like my ancestors and be like, listen.
So I think we all want to go to the past.
Yeah, we all want to go to the past.
Yeah, no one's going to the future.
Okay, it's A's turn.
The only reason I'm gonna go to the future is to meet the dude from Meet the Robinsons.
Which one?
The one with the black hair.
I agree.
He's hot.
He's
smash. Yeah, literally.
Okay.
You know he was born this year, like with a time frame.
Oh my gosh, I hate thinking
he
about that.
Born
whenever
this
movies
year.
Are like in the future, but, like, it's just,
are you farting kidding
like
me?
No.
Are you farting kidding me?
You mean like,
what the heck does this mean? Doors or wheels?
Oh my gosh.
Oh. So do you remember that debate where there was more doors or more wheels?
Are there
what?
More doors
in
the
world
or more wheels in the world?
Oh no.
Oh,
doors.
Doors.
Think about it. Oh, I was about to say there's four wheels on a there's four doors on a car, but there's also four wheels on a car.
Yeah, there's also doors on cars.
You gotta think about
guys,
houses.
Think about New York apartment buildings.
Think about like hotels.
Yeah, also
but
like
in New York not
cars.
Everyone has a car because the traffic
right.
is so bad and
doors.
Everyone's using a taxi.
And doors can count as like literally like this like that, that's a door. Like
there's way more doors in the world than
the fridge door that's
the same
that counts
time.
The door.
Not everybody
so
only has one
things.
Car. We have four cars in the driveway. And
okay.
So it's like
yeah, but that's still only four.
But how many
wheels.
Doors do you have in this house?
You have a lot more doors. A lot more. Think.
What
that fridge.
I'm on
two fridges.
Every
I'm
person
on,
has a
have
house.
Three fridges.
Well, unless you're
exactly.
Home. But every person.
I'm on y'all's side with the door thing, but I'm just saying. Like
I know
so
there's
like,
an argument for wheels, but.
I would really like
one
to know.
One apartment building in
like
New York City.
Let's take every house as an example, okay? So Eleanor has four cars, but each one of those cars has doors on them. So, and but they also have wheels. And then you gotta count all of the doors on the car plus one, two, all the doors three, in four, her
one,
house.
Two, three, four, one, two, three, four.
So four times no.
Either way,
whatever.
Doors. Okay, so next is I.
Okay. Who came up with the order of our name?
Snapchat AI.
No, Instagram. Things you thought was real as a kid.
Oh.
Okay, I have so many, but they don't come to me until like.
They don't come to me until like I think hard about.
Until like it's
wait,
in the moment.
Wait, someone check the TikTok.
Do you want me to?
No, no, it's okay. No, do it.
Stop. Okay. Well, for me,
Kirsten's gonna go crazy if we keep talking about TikTok.
She's a speedy.
Stop. We took her phone away from her. They literally, they think I'm all obsessed with the internet, but I'm literally not.
Okay, we saw
and that's why you wake up every morning and check your Snapchat.
Oh wait, that's a different thing. I'm obsessed with Snapchat, not the internet. Like, okay. TikTok.
Snapchat is the internet.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay, but like TikTok, like I'm
guys,
don't
I, like,
watch TikTok.
What's your number one social media platform? YouTube!
Snapchat!
Gang, I'm gonna be honest with you, the one I go on
Snapchat
the most is definitely
favorite.
TikTok. I hate Snapchat.
I go on Snapchat so much.
Yeah, I hate Snapchat.
I'm always on Snapchat.
Let's see what my Snapchat hours are.
I can't even have Snapchat.
What?
I don't want it.
Oh, no, either. Put the phone down. Kristen.
I'm looking at my Snapchat hours. How much I'm on Snapchat.
She's obsessed.
I'm literally
I
not.
Just like using the filters on y'all's Snapchats. I don't even want my own
chat. I like using
snap.
Filters on TikTok
chap
and
snap.
Like
chap
giving
snap.
It my
oh, like the rating? Yes.
Love YouTube.
I love TikTok.
I know,
TikTok.
We all know why.
I love
watch Johnny Gilbert and Jake Gilbert.
To be honest,
whatever.
Yesterday I was on Snapchat for 1 hour and 22 minutes.
Like, I think that's her lowest.
That's gone.
No, that was my highest.
Okay, so then literally.
Being so serious.
I go on Snapchat for like 20 seconds a day.
I deleted Snapchat because I hate it so much.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Who? Oh, yeah. The things you thought about when you were little, though.
I thought my hair grew from the ends and my nails grew from the ends.
Oh my gosh. I thought my nails were a part of my bone. Like, I thought, like, just down there, there was, like, some nails growing off.
I don't remember what I put on
No, I don't think it is. What if it is? I'm literally calling myself.
Oh, guys, I watched Descendants last night. I just notice why she spelled Ben into a love spell so that she could sit front row.
Izzy, are you literally
are you
boss?
Kidding me?
I didn't know that.
So
I thought she genuinely had a crush on him.
Izzy.
I've never watched Descendants, so I wouldn't know.
You're stupid. That's the whole point of the movie. The whole point of the movie was that
I literally just noticed that.
That's
I love
insane.
Descendants.
I know.
Okay, I'll go. I used to think until I was like probably 13, maybe 14, which is I thought that whenever you get your ears pierced, they have like a little hole in the needle so that you can like slip the thing in easier. But it's just a needle and it just expands your ear kind of. And I thought they just had like buckets of
okay,
chunks
see,
of ears.
See, that's where
back
you're
in
wrong.
The thing.
The needle doesn't expand your ear. The needle just punches through it.
Yeah,
but like then it like expands the hole for like.
Okay, well mine was. Yeah. I thought people were either born, like, as an adult or born as a kid. So, like, I thought I was born as a kid, and then I was like, chat, why am I growing? I was like, why am I growing, Mom? Because I know that y'all are adults and I'm a kid. So, like, why am I starting to grow into an adult? Like, why am I growing? Am I going to be an adult one day? Yeah, of course you're going to be an adult.
It's interesting.
But I'm a kid, though! But I'm a kid! And it got in my head.
So, mine's is that, like, I just need to take Eleanor seriously. Anyways, so mine's is that, like, so, like, I'm kind of like two, but they're, like, kind of connected. So, basically, I thought, like, blind people just saw black, but apparently they just see nothing.
I learned that whenever you said that.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
And then I also
was I the only one that knew that?
Yeah,
I'm
lying.
You creepy weirdo. Why?
And then, no, well, I mean, I'm not blind, so I wouldn't know. And then my second one was that, like, I thought colorblind people just saw black and white. Like, I didn't know, like,
oh,
the colors were mixed up.
Oh, yeah, me too. I did
oh,
think
yeah,
that they
so,
just
like,
saw.
If a colorblind person would look at the wall right now, it'd be green.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, different kinds of colors.
See, I just thought they just saw black and white.
One of my friends was colorblind, that's all I know.
Grace's
colorblind. It's your turn. Okay, it's my turn, guys.
Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
Who didn't drink their pineapple
okay.
juice? That's the best part.
What movie...
Oh, I drank it. It just didn't work.
What movie describes our friend group?
Grown Ups.
No.
That's a good one.
I've never watched that. I don't think so.
Could you just, like, not have a TV?
Just like projector, guys.
Like, gang, what the heck?
But, like, I don't know.
To be honest, like...
Outer Banks.
That's not a movie.
That's not a movie.
The Goonies.
The Goonies. No, you already said Grown Ups, though.
I'm just listing ones. Because I think Grown Ups is better. There's no one that you can think of.
I've never watched that. I agree with Grown Ups. So basically, it's like this group of friends, but they're all like
they're all chaotic and stupid.
Oh. But they're grown ups.
But they're doing the same thing that they did when they were kids, which is kind of the stuff that we do.
Which is like key.
I really hope y'all are not exposing us right now. Hope they're not doing like crazy illegal stuff, and then you're saying we do that.
They're not doing illegal stuff. They're just doing.
I don't know.
I'm just saying stuff like we get them kicked out, which we definitely do. Yeah.
What do you mean, guys? We're little angels.
The golden nugget.
The golden nugget.
Chipotle.
Should I?
We'll explain at the end of this video.
No, we should totally get forget. Okay, so for the golden nugget, I'll explain this one because this is like. Basically, this was my moment. Okay, guys.
Stupid.
So, we were trying to get Starbucks. So, we were all on vacation for my birthday, and we were at Biloxi in Margaritaville, and right across the street was Golden Nugget.
Margaritaville and Biloxi.
Okay, whatever.
Biloxi and Margaritaville.
Hey, whatever. And basically, we were all trying to get Starbucks, and the closest Starbucks was
a casino.
The Golden Nugget. Right next to it. And so we were like, okay, well, we're just going to go get Starbucks, and we literally could not find our way to Starbucks. So we asked the lady, and we were like, hey, what way is the Starbucks?
Oh, pause.
Sorry. And
we pre-ordered it on her mom's phone, by the way.
And so basically, we were trying to run through to find our... The lady said, oh, okay, so just take the elevator and go to the second story. And so we got in the elevator.
These suck.
All we're going to hear is going to be... Because y'all are freaking munching and crunching.
It's like yum-yum sauce at...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello, Tokyo? Yes, Hello, Tokyo. Okay, anyway, continue.
I love this shift. Y'all hate this. Okay, anyways. We went, and the second we stepped off of the elevator, there was literally a slot machine right in your face.
What am I just, like, doing?
And so, we got in trouble.
Wait, prior warning. We thought there was, like, a different, like food court kind of part. We didn't know the slot machines, like, literally everywhere.
Yeah, the front desk was literally in the middle of a casino. We walked
out of the elevator and didn't notice a single slot machine. Like, we didn't see any of them.
What? You're such a liar. Are you blind?
Chat, we're in the casino.
Yeah, we literally, there was a slot machine, like, right in your face the second you stepped off the elevator.
What it's trying to say is that we walked and we thought there was going to be, like, a different hallway with food, right?
So we just walked past it.
Yeah.
And then we saw a Starbucks sign, and it didn't lead us to Starbucks.
Yeah, it didn't lead us to Starbucks. So, Golden Nugget, you're going to have to advertise better. But basically, we got detained by freaking security for running around in a casino.
We didn't have any money.
We didn't have
nothing.
What did you think I was trying to do? Freaking gamble at a slot machine? I don't even know how those work, okay?
Right.
Like,
facts.
Like, what did you think I was...
Kirsten cried whenever she had to spend her money on a $20 Build-A-Bear. I don't know.
You really think she's going to gamble that money? Like, no. But yeah, that
I
was
started,
really...
And then I also started... Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, no, it's time. Oh my gosh. And then we also tried to run away. We ran away from secure... Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
We did not do that. What?
No, they did that.
Me and you were in the water park already.
Yeah, because they snuck in without an adult.
They never told us.
We didn't know
we had to have an adult. We just walked in and they didn't care.
Oh, yeah, they didn't tell them. And me, Eleanor, and Serena's little brother, Dominic, we were all walking in. And I don't know, I think it was Eleanor. She went and asked if there were towels and we needed an adult. And so we literally climbed up or down?
Up. And down.
Up 19 flights of stairs to go around to a different area for a different entrance to try and get to
the
place.
We could use the elevator overboard.
Yeah. And as soon as Dominic walked in, they were like, go back out.
I think it's because it was like me and...
And those two walked in perfectly fine. They didn't need an adult.
Yeah, we didn't get told anything.
Well, you had to be like 15 or older, so I guess we were like 15.
But y'all's mistake is that y'all asked for towels.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just walked in. We didn't ask for towels.
You can't prove that.
Eleanor.
The thing about the Golden Nugget is that there was this really, really.
Boop. Don't you dare say it.
Don't you say it.
Okay, never mind. There was a dude, and he, He wasn't cute, guys, if that's what you think she was going to say.
He was going to cut it out.
He was widely challenged.
Challenge. I think you were trying to say horizontally challenge, but that works too. Okay.
Anyways,
this was horizontal.
He got us in trouble and then put us in a corner.
Yes,
for like 30 minutes, and then we got our Starbucks, and this girl interrogated Serena.
No. What? She thought I was literally lying.
What's the need to stand up for this?
No, I just wanted to introduce my water, okay? Oh. She literally thought I was lying, though. She thought I was, like, pranking her, and I was like, gang, what is not to believe? We were all dressed up in, like, Kiki Kono and Lululemon. Like, you really think we're not basic white girls trying to get our Starbucks? Like, gang.
Literally, we're in a casino in the corner.
We were literally just trying to get Starbucks.
And you're getting us in trouble. Like, let me get my Starbucks.
And then we found the Starbucks, but then we got caught. And so we asked him if we could go walk to the Starbucks, and he said no.
He could have walked us there, chat.
Literally.
Right. I know. And then walked us out.
I know. It's not that big of a deal. But no, he made us call Serena's parents, and they were like, what the heck are they doing walking around a casino?
Right.
But they didn't know we were trying to look for Starbucks.
That made it sound so much worse than it was.
And then we got a room in the Golden Nugget to, like, shower in and stuff, because our room at Margaritaville was, like,
done for
or whatever. And we were going to go to the fair afterwards. And we were at the pool in the Golden Nugget because their pool is nicer, but it was freezing cold.
It was not nicer.
It was...
No, it looks nicer. Yeah, it looks nicer, but it was not.
But you have to pay to use everything, and only 18 and older can go in the hot tub.
I was like,
and we got kicked into the hot tub like two.
And you can't
times.
Go in the deep end either.
Yeah,
if
you're 18 or
older.
What
am I doing? Yeah, we can't go in the deep end.
I know, we were walking around on like our like knees and hands.
Because the deep end was literally a bar.
Right, but then.
We went to the casino hotel, but come on. Like,
we had to go through the casino to get up to our room. And the guy stopped us again and was like, hey, where's your guardian? She was already halfway down the escalator.
He was like, ladies, freeze. And I was talking to Chris.
I
was talking to Chris.
No, because like, he was like coming to stop us. And then he saw it and I was like. I kept walking.
He said, ladies, freeze. And I looked at Chris and I was like, you see how he's not running after us right now?
And she started busting out. What happened?
He was like walking. He was like, ladies,
live
freeze.
Challenge.
Okay, I completely forgot like what our
topic was. Oh, but then they made a code name for us.
But it wasn't actually.
Because
what was the topic? The topic was.
We needed to talk about the Chipotle.
It was only about getting kicked out.
No, it was not.
It literally was nothing about it.
It was. I think this is the one right here.
We just got sidetracked.
Yeah. It was what movie describes our friend. Okay, well, we all agree, grown-ups, so let's just continue with this. Okay.
I don't think they've done anything this week.
Shall I share the Chipotle one?
Yeah, go for it. That's an Eleanor story.
So, what happened in Chipotle is we were gonna sneak some Chipotle into the movie theaters because, you know, yeah.
Because there's baddies like that.
Yeah, and so...
If you like Izzo's better than Chipotle...
Get out of here.
Put them up.
I like Izzo's.
Yeah, it's
better
good, but...
than Chipotle.
Good but better. What? Okay. You just haven't ordered the correct thing.
Get
away from me, you weirdo.
So we were dressed up like she was Gru, she was Lucy, we were minions. So we walked to Chipotle. Oh. That was the first thing that happened. We were in Chipotle. We met this awesome friend named like Culver or something.
Culver?
Coleman.
Coleman?
Yeah,
that's my stepdad's name.
Mr. Kobe is Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah. Why did I not know that?
Mr. Kobe, if you're watching this, shout out.
Shout out
Kobe Pennington.
Okay. So Coleman, if you're watching this, shout out to you as well. We love you. You're our best friend.
Yeah, literally.
Feel sending lots of love.
What is wrong with y'all?
Okay. So he was literally asked us what was wrong with us because we were in our gorgeous makeup.
But
so
then we chatted.
I got my Chipotle. We walked into the movie theater. Oh, we had it like wrapped up in like blankets because we weren't just gonna carry the bags. Should have just carried the bag.
We should have at this point. We should have walked in with it.
So
we were all bundled.
We got through. I was carrying Izzy's Chipotle as well inside of this blanket right here.
You should have been more prepared.
Did you wash it?
I did wash it.
Should have been inside prepared, Izzy.
I should have.
And then what happened? We were walking down the hall, and I grabbed Izzy's, what I thought was Izzy's Chipotle bag, out of my thing. The bottom literally caved out. It dropped in the middle of the hallway.
It's
inside
everywhere.
Inside of the movie theater.
that we just
I was crying for 30 minutes because I didn't get my Chipotle.
And her old granny started yelling at us.
Her minion makeup, like the bottom black circle, is smeared. It's gone. And we're, I'm munching and crunching on my Chipotle.
Insert picture here.
Yeah, but it's okay because I gave her my other, the other
half of
my
Chipotle. And her rice was crunchy and she didn't have the corn or the tomatoes and it just.
Well, I'm allergic to tomatoes.
Really ruined my day because.
You're lucky I didn't give you anything at all.
Thank you. I'm very appreciative, but you didn't get corn. And that really. Like really bothered us. Yeah, the lack of corn.
I'm getting more next time.
Me and Serena kept like having flashbacks and just dropping and splattering everywhere, and so we kept laughing.
You're also with this one guy next to us, and he was really hot.
He was.
And he kept talking to me.
If you were there.
If you were there and you were.
And you were with this other guy.
The one with like the bowl cutters. And y'all ran across the road. Yeah, you're really fine.
And you were squatting in front of the auto parts or whatever. You were hot.
You were running across the road.
Yeah, kind of sad you didn't come talk to us, but like I get it.
Like we were waiting.
When Eleanor spilled the Chipotle,
no,
this
after
girl.
The movie.
Oh yeah. This girl bending down, cleaning up queso that was spilled all over the floor.
It was sour cream.
Yeah, I didn't get queso. I don't like queso in my bowl.
It was
in my bowl. Okay, you should tell the story. So me, us, the gang. The gang, Eosk, or however you say it.
Yes.
And also
the
hot guy and his unhot friend. We were all talking. There was other guys in the front, and they were like
a nose that was taped on. And the dude was like, hey, yo, I like your nose. And I was like, thank you. And then they just kept making conversation with me. And then Serena came over and was like, what are they talking about? And I was like, I don't know, they're just making conversation. And she was like, I was like, Serena, I lost my $100 glasses. I don't know where they went, and the case, and the cleaner and stuff. And she was like, okay, I'll help you look for it. And she reached back, because we were in the back of the movie theater, and she touched something disgusting. And she was like, oh my god, what did I just touch?
I started gagging. I was like, I didn't even know this happened.
I didn't even know that happened either.
It was so loud, and then the dude came, looked back, and was like,
I didn't even hear it.
He looked back at us, and I thought he was actually going to beat us up. And so I started hitting them to be quiet, because I was scared.
Yeah, and then
Serena
then the
left.
Girl.
And then we went on the outside of the theater, and I said something really unhinged, and we took a really funny picture. Insert picture. And I think those guys were going to talk to us, because they were, like, following us, like, behind us.
Yeah, no.
But then we were laughing.
They waited for us to leave the theater, because they were leaving, and then they went and sat in the front, and the second we stood up, they got up. So
we were hysterically laughing. I think we scared them off.
Yeah,
because Serena did the vowel laugh.
I did not do the vowel laugh.
Yeah, you did.
No, because they were like about to holler something. They were about to holler something, and then they like turned around. They were like, "Wait, never mind." They were like, they didn't say, "Wait, never mind." They were like, "No, man, don't." And I was like, "Yes, man, do." I'm really bored.
Yes, man, do. Like,
well, we were getting into your dad's car.
Kirsten, you're trying to pull one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a very long story.
Okay, so it's my turn, guys. worst way to die.
Oh my god.
Don't waste to die.
I love that. My mom even told me to know. She thought it was too graphic.
Don't waste to die.
It's not graphic at all. Except she like literally didn't care when I did anything else. It was just dumb ways to die.
It's not
okay, but guys. In my opinion, I feel like the worst way to die was, like, if you got, like, freaking, like, electrocuted. Like, not, like...
Are you saying that because you got struck by
lightning? No, not, like, quick by lightning. I'm talking about, like, you got kidnapped, and someone was, like, torturing you, and you were, like, strapped down, and you were just getting, and you were just getting electrocuted.
I think the worst way to die is, like, getting murdered.
That's so basic.
But, like...
What kind of murder?
Like, a very, like, extreme murder.
I feel like the worst way to die
like
is
stabbed
getting
stabbed to death.
Like,
oh.
I don't know.
I feel like,
just
a
messy
like,
stabber.
Being like tortured and then almost surviving and getting murdered.
Yeah.
I feel like the worst way to die is being in your own house and feeling safe in your own house and somebody just attacking you out of nowhere and killing you. That's the worst
way to die. Oh my god. Those stories from like 2020 that you'd see on like YouTube shorts and stuff where they'd be doing their makeup. And it's like the story time makeup things.
I
and
love
like,
the.
Those are crazy.
They always got crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So.
Worst way to die. Clown attacks 2016.
Real. Agreed. You're picking that up.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Next. I think the worst way to die is like. I don't even know. Posture check.
Anyways, I think the worst way to die is probably getting run over by a train.
Getting ran over by a train? Where did that
that sounds
from?
Awful.
Like, you know,
that
sounds,
that sounds
like
terrible.
Back in the rodeo days.
It, like, oh, like, whenever, like,
no!
The
where the worst. I think we need to cut all of this out.
No, no, okay. I think it's
the worst way to die. One of those things that, like, the mega press thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
That's the worst way to die. If I ever got kidnapped and they put, like, me under, like, one of those mega press things, I'm taking.
Like, I actually, no.
I would never.
No, because those
guys.
I feel like we tickled.
Anyways, I think
my worst nightmare.
I think
that we were and y'all had me like I was like laying on the bed and then y'all like held me down and then y'all kept like tickling me and I was about to die. Like, I literally was about to.
No, but actually, like, being tickled to death and laughing so much that you like blow a blood vessel, that probably is just an embarrassing way to die.
I feel like that would definitely happen.
I think the worst way to die is getting run over by a train because, like.
No, the mega press.
The mega press.
I think it's getting run over by a train because, like, you know, back in, like, the rodeo days or in, like,
the damsel in distress, like, when they
no,
got
not
tied
that.
Down.
What's the movie?
Saw Traps.
No, what's the movie that's like.
Stand By Me.
No, it's the thing with the. Night at the Museum. Like, the little people, they tie the person to the train
yes!
track.
Yes!
And
then
the train just goes over them. That's horrifying. Like, you're just waiting there for a train to run over you.
That is terrible.
Terry? I've always had this fear. Somebody like, oh, I have a better one. Okay. I'll tell you my first one and then my second one. So my first one was like if you're just like laying in your bed and then somebody like freaking mows their car right into your thingy. But my second one was like if you're just like riding around, like my neighborhood has like 3 ponds in it. And we just freaking ripped into one of them.
Oh, or like if Serena was driving the golf cart and is like really bad at driving and crashes and kills us all.
Yeah.
Wait, I saw this thing on Scream Queens. Me and Emma, shout out. We watched Scream.
Are you making up with the pillow right now?
No, I was like just sticking my face in it.
We watched.
I wasn't like.
No, she actually kind of was. She's like.
No, it wasn't.
You put tongue in there, do you?
We should watch the black guy.
Okay, but we watched Scream Queens, and it's like this TV show. It's a great TV show. You should watch it. About a sorority house that gets, like, attacked and stuff. But
like
there was this one killing of this girl, this deaf girl.
Girl.
This deaf girl, and they were okay. So one of their tests for
get home, off of me. You're on us. You're on us.
First they took my.
What are you on right now?
First they took my job.
Oh my god, I did it.
Okay, anyway, so.
Can I have that pillow, please?
Yeah. It's like hell week for the sorority, like testing your strength to be in the sorority or whatever. And they were all buried. Hello. They were all buried. And their heads were above the ground. But there was this deaf girl.
I
were
groomed as my 2-person cat.
I'm not a groomer. I'm just a loser.
The only thing I ever groomed is my 2-person
cat. Does anybody know like any more of those lyrics?
No!
Oh no, it's not!
Toxic gossip train!
Going through stations of generations!
That's a way of misinformation.
Oh.
Toxic gossip train! Running down the tracks of misinformation.
Well, on that note, that is.
There was this person on a lawnmower, and they heard the lawnmower, and this they were buried underground. Their heads were above the thing, and they were like, "No, we're gonna die!" And this one girl, she said, "What are you guys screaming about? Are we singing Taylor Swift? Shake it off, shake it off!" And then her head gets blown into a million pieces. That would be one of my worst ways to die.
On that, I can do the DCI dance, and I can, not DCI, oh my gosh, DCC dance, and I can do the
Well, gang, on that note, thank you for watching episode 1 of The Ask Effect. Make sure to I don't know what you do to podcasts, but just do it.
You like, this is going on YouTube. Subscribe it.
Love you like a latte. It. See you
don't
next week.
Don't put it
week.
On your story, please.
Okay. Well, or y'all put it on your story. No. That's what I mean. I'll put it on my story.